This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience in the senior care market share their advice. So let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Great having me on. Thank you so much. My name is Pamela Baird. I'm an engagement manager and owner of HCare and Exec, a healthcare executive search firm. But I have depth and breadth of experience working in healthcare, including long-term care. And I've certainly most enjoyed working with mature adults.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a recruiter is a really interesting conversation to have right now, is that it's a little challenging to recruit at any level. I know you're an executive recruiter, right?
I am. It is. It's a really, really interesting time. I mean, the pandemic has been filled with challenges and opportunities. It has helped us shift in some directions a little bit in some different areas that we have needed to do for the past couple decades. I certainly try and look at the glass full versus half empty. But yes, it has created some of the most unique staffing challenges that we have ever seen.
You are so nice to say unique. It has been, I got to say, so neither of us work directly with seniors anymore. Even though it sounds like you've had experience, I know
yes.
I have.
Yes.
But as I work with home care agencies, hospice agencies, you know, assisted living facilities, communities, whatever. And I hear not just from the executive level, I hear more of the, you know, CNA level kind of challenges that they're having, but I know that it's everywhere. So it has just been a really tough year and a half. And my hope is that things turn around. I mean, seniors are such a gem in our lives, such a amazing part of our lives when we allow them to be, and they need our care and they need our help and they need good leaders. And our CNAs and our nurses and our LPNs and all the staff from everybody, dietary, all of it. We all need good leaders.
Yes.
So I appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much. I enjoy doing what I do. I feel that placing good leaders is important to steer the ship. Everything filters downward.
Oh, it sure does. Absolutely.
And things are very systemic. Even when you look at a home healthcare agency, you know, everybody has a job to do and everybody's really important. You know, and again, the good leaders filter that culture and uphold that culture, which really focuses on what the organization's mission is and what people are called to do in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to ask you, what's the best thing about serving aging adults? I know you've had that experience, but you also hire people who serve aging adults. So what's the best thing about all of that?
Oh my goodness. Aging adults, I guess I've through the years grown to call them mature adults. Instead of seniors, I just kind of like mature adults. They have so many experiences to share. I can tell you immediately there's a little lady, her name was Alice, and she was my favorite resident when I worked in long-term care many, many years ago. And even when I left, I would even go back and visit her. But they're so appreciative. They have so many great stories to share. They warm your heart. Even home health care or wherever they are, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, but even taking a few minutes out of your day means so much to them. And I think we can all just, there's so much value in those relationships and giving them, you know, giving them a smile, giving them a touch, giving them a few minutes of your time. It's warming.
Absolutely. This is probably one of the most rewarding careers or industries that you could have a career in. And it comes with, just like all careers, it comes with a struggle sometimes. But over at the end of the day, when you know that you've gone home and you've made somebody's day better, somebody's life better, and you've celebrated with them maybe, or, you know, shared a story. It is the most rewarding part of a career. I'm blessed to have experienced that. So let's keep going. I would imagine in your career and in your professional life, there have been organizations or professionals who really made a difference to you. Who would you like to talk about?
Oh my goodness. I think anybody who chooses to work in healthcare, wherever that is, service healthcare especially, wherever, my hats are off to every single individual. Not just during the pandemic, but at all times, because it does. Sometimes it's grueling hours. Sometimes it's staff shortages. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes days get really long and really hard, and they just do. And so individuals who can really focus on what they do and the mission that they do, I just want to celebrate every single one of them. So I guess instead of talking about an individual, I kept thinking about companies, individuals, I really want to celebrate. But I think anybody who helps seniors, mature adults, hats off to you, every single one of them, whether they're in dietary, whether they're in housekeeping, whether they're in wherever they are, hats off to every single one of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of those folks you just mentioned are unsung heroes, because they are that extra person that, whether it's helping open a milk carton or it's you know, making sure that resident has their favorite side item that day with their meal, or the little things that... you can,
and it's those individuals who, you know, they walk by a room, they answer the call light, they go into the home, they do the extra things. It's those individuals who have a true heart, to serve others and to serve mature adults, and they take just a little extra step here and there. It doesn't take much time, and that just helps everyone.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's talk about online marketing a little bit. I bet you are really good at this, because you've probably done a lot of recruiting online for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So what has been your experience, or what are your thoughts on online marketing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I certainly have. I adopted years and years ago some of the digital interviewing platforms before they were popular today. You know, just because, especially if you're interviewing, let's say, for example, sales candidates, administration candidates, it really just gives people a snapshot of them and how they present and what they look like, and interviewing questions is just really great. But I do know the challenges of online today for seniors and senior communities and home health care and all of them, as we've kind of gone into, you know, the COVID isolation, and how senior communities are trying to view properties online, give tours online. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about it from so many different levels, and it just depends really how adaptable the folks are. You know, some seniors are not. My I'm blessed to have my mom, who's 86. She doesn't want anything to do with technology.
I understand.
And there's many seniors like that. They're like, I don't want to look at something online. And again, it's truly, it's just not the same feeling, whether seeing something online versus being there in person.
Yeah, it's true. I would say, yeah, the virtual tours are amazing, but you have to walk in. You have to breathe it in. You have to take in, you know, does it smell like baked cookies? Does it smell like something else? I mean, you have to hear the sounds of the place. You have to really experience it. And I'm glad to say that, you know, I would assume now, not everywhere, but in some areas, people are allowed with masks and proper screening. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to come in a tour before making that final decision. But it has been rough.
Yeah, it has. But again, let's transition that over. I think what you really asked was about digital marketing, right?
Yes,
digital media,
absolutely.
Digital marketing. But it relates. I wanted to acknowledge the challenge of the industry as well in that. I think that's one of the things where we really transitioned. We're going to do more things. We're going to go back to some type of a hybrid model, like we're going in many industries to a hybrid model for work-wise. And we're just going to use in technology increasingly more and more and more. So to hit home, the importance of any type of digital presence, digital videos, digital interviews, is just, it's not going to go away. It's just going to absolutely increase because people want to do their research. They want to learn things. In many instances, they don't want to be sold quite as much because they're just bombarded with things. They're looking for information and they're looking for resources.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that this Zoom interview, just like this, and these kinds of interviews, I've seen, you know, our clients, and it's not just Zoom. I mean, people are using FaceTime, they're using WhatsApp, they're using Google tools. They're using anything that is the easiest for the person on the receiving end, who's either on their phone or on a computer. And it's working out pretty well. It's again, you know, you want that person to meet them in person eventually, but this is a good way to start that is less time consuming for everybody as far as driving and working and figuring it all out. Yep.
You know, and there's a cadence with interviewing from both sides of the coin. And so, again, it's just easy to do. You know, usually there's phone screen still, and then you do a quick little video interview and you keep, but it is, it's much more time consuming. It doesn't cost as much. People don't have to fly anywhere, you know, like they do in some positions. And it's just convenient. It is one thing to meet somebody face to face.
Yeah,
but again, I think there's good usage for video interviews. And again, that's just something with the technology that we're going to embrace that is actually going to really improve how we do things moving forward.
I wanted to ask you something related to that. When an executive level person is preparing their CV, resume, whatever you call it, and they are actively seeking a new position. Do you think that it's helpful if they have a short video introduction of themselves, or is that something you say, nah, just wait till the interview?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like resumes. Everybody has a different opinion. you know, I think it doesn't hurt. I see some executives, they go online and they have their own page. You know, especially depending on what they do, they literally have a page with their name. They have their accomplishments. They might have a couple of videos on there, and people can go view it. I think that's a really, really cool idea. Salespeople, absolutely. Sales managers, absolutely. So yes, I do think it's a great idea. Again, everybody has their own flavor of how they think they're going to want to present themselves to the world.
Yeah, I'd say if you're camera shy, maybe that's not a great idea. But if you are in front of people and talking to them all the time, that might be a really great presentation before an interview. Awesome. All right, good to know. Okay, let's talk about advice. What piece of advice, and this might be in the hiring, from a hiring aspect or anything else, what piece of advice would you give to senior care providers out there?
Oh my goodness. Boy, the biggest piece of advice I have is to have a process. You need to make sure you have a recruitment process. Standardized protocol, standardized process, follow it through.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. I think we're winging it a lot.
and some do. And there is a... Recruitment, it's really an art. The science of recruitment is an art. It's very process-driven. It's a highly strategic. So, for example, let's say you're looking for individual candidates. You know, you need to know exactly who you're looking for and who you're not looking for. And you need to have a proven methodology that creates great results. And you need a process to move folks through that interview process that gives... that, you know, you're giving and receiving the right information so everybody can make a really good decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot to our clients about here, you know, we have this process set up. You have to follow through. You have to follow up. You know, communication is can be a challenge sometimes at every level, whether you're executive or you're down to the senior level. Communication back and forth can be very challenging, even though most of it seems instant right now. People are busy. They might not answer a text. They might not answer, you know. So it is definitely worth having a process and some parameters about how to send somebody the next step for sure.
Yeah. And my second biggest piece for providers is, again, have a strategic plan for your hiring and recruitment.
Yes.
You know, and know where your turnover is. Know what kind of plan. Always be recruiting. You're always recruiting, no matter where you get the talent. You never, never stop, even if your staffing is full.
Yes, I would. Yeah, you know what? You never know when two people are gonna, you know, quit in one day or whatever. It could be anything. Definitely never stop recruiting. That is totally true. All right, my last question is supposed to be a fun one. When you have a win in life or in business, how do you like to celebrate?
It depends. It depends on the win. It depends on the level of the win. Again, how challenging the win was. It could be anything from a special dinner. It could be, you know, a spa. It could be a great big win and timing that you might even take a little retreat, a long weekend or a vacation.
Absolutely.
But I'm a big proponent of always having something to look forward to.
That's good. Yep. It's always nice when you have something to look forward to at the end of the day or the end of a week. So absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for doing the interview and for talking to us, because I think, you know, first of all, you're the first executive recruiter that we've had on the show, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that you have a lot to share and a lot to help organizations with who are in a position where they need to hire at that executive level and they're really struggling and need some guidance and need some assistance from a professional like you. So thank you so much. I'll share all your contact information with your
video. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. It's great to be on here and I love what I get to do. I feel like I can every day. I get to help. I feel, even though I'm a little bit more removed, I get to help and contribute to affect people's lives for the better by having the right talent in place. Yes. And it makes me smile. And when I get the opportunity to make really great matches where the company is so excited and the candidate is so excited. And again, it improves the candidate's life as well. So nothing makes me more happy to do that. And I have a depth and breadth of background. I have healthcare service background. I have even medical product background and some teaching background. And I'm so glad and so blessed that I get to serve in the healthcare community.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We will make sure that folks can get a hold of you for their next big recruiting effort, or big or small, and just to know you're out there and that you can make a difference for their organization. That's awesome. So thank you.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. Thank you.